Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from current research data, the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Distance Education Program, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Holly on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track three features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Now, here is Corey Holly and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, November 2004. Last month, I spoke on the topic of human motivation, a topic I find truly fascinating. I related motivation to several variables, including the influence of environment, knowledge, state of mind, perceived value, and natural desire. Motivation is such an important topic and affects everyone's quality of life so intimately that I want to continue to expand on it and focus on this topic and complete what I feel are some important additional and necessary points. Abraham Maslow, an American psychologist and philosopher, wrote Motivation and Personality in 1954. He felt that everyone functions from a hierarchy of needs pattern that ranges from basic physiological requirements to love, esteem, and self-actualization. The needs at one level must be at least partially obtained before those at the next level can function as motives to action. For example, food, shelter, and safety are more important to basic survival than artistic desires. In societies where people struggle for life's basic necessities, scientific and contemplative habits seldom flourish. Maslow believed that truly healthy people seek to satisfy their highest psychological needs and are what he called self-actualizers, fully integrating the components of their personality or self. On the other hand, Sigmund Freud believed that most of our actions are determined by inner forces and impulses, which often originate from the subconscious level. Still, other experts think our behavior is learned by exposure to the environment, that what we see and experience ultimately dictates our habits of motion. Anthony Robbins feels that each one of us is motivated to action by our desire to gain pleasure or avoid pain. His books and 30-Day Personal Power audio program describe this concept in detail. My own theory includes a synthesis of all of the above, plus one which is seldom considered. For nearly 100 years now, Western society has been living on a highly refined processed diet. Our primary food staples include white flour, salt, sugar, and pasteurized cow's milk. Walk into any home in America and see what you find in the kitchen cupboard. Well, when you compare the amount of fast and refined food we currently eat to what we did a century ago, the statistics are truly amazing. If we can't build a healthy, fit body on junk, then how is it possible to build a healthy mind? Our gene pool has been corrupted now for over 4 generations. And that's enough time to cause a serious amount of apathy, depression, and mental damage. Have you seen the movie called Super Size Me? I just did, and I think it's a definite must-see film. I mean, the effects of eating fast food as a staple are made obvious as Morgan Spurlock, the star and producer of this documentary, commits to eating McDonald's 3 times a day for 1 month straight. As a result, he gains 25 pounds of fat, his blood pressure and cholesterol shot up through the roof, and his liver began to malfunction. Towards the end, he felt depressed and tired, and even his sex life was negatively affected. The thing I liked most about the movie, besides the facts on obesity presented, was that Spurlock had a checkup with three different doctors before the experiment, which included a complete fitness assessment. This provided an irrefutable method of comparison to shut down anyone who thinks eating junk food isn't relative to causing heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and obesity. Spurlock also went to several U.S. schools and discovered just how much crap kids really eat. And the one school that did serve nutritious food provided a remarkable contrast, as the kids who ate better displayed better behavior, academic ability, and overall better health, proving that nutrition has everything to do with our ability to learn. Lack of motivation to do what's right, to do what's actually required to stay well as a human being, is a form of mental illness, in fact, a type of depression. I believe it's not only intimately connected with our self-esteem and emotions, but also a function of optimum nutrition. In the same way that cartilage and bone are affected by mineral and trace element supply, I think our brain, which houses our mind and thoughts, is enormously sensitive to the presence or absence of essential fatty acids, eicosanoids, neurotransmitters, amino acids, and fluctuating levels of nutrients in our blood. It's an organ like the liver or heart that can be damaged by eating incorrectly. By controlling our diet and consuming optimum quantities of the correct raw materials, we can definitely change our mental outlook. Of course, the motivation to move your body has a lot to do with the simple process of burning fuel in your combustion chambers. Eat the wrong stuff at the wrong time and you'll definitely crash. Unless the food is delivered with precision and a sense of purpose, beyond just filling your gut or satisfying your palate, it's hard to stay well in the game for life and really enjoy the process. Motivation is a critical factor in life. It's what keeps us going when everything looks grim, when the rest give up and quit. When the Titanic is sinking, the motivation to live and survive is what helps us overcome our fear of dying. Behavior therapists believe that motivation cannot exist without a goal. A goal gives us incentive. The more strongly we feel about achieving a specific goal, the more likely we are able to achieve it. First, create your own definition of health and set out to achieve or maintain it. Here's my definition. Health is a state of complete spiritual, metaphysical, emotional, mental, physical, sexual, financial, and social well-being. It is an optimum state of balance and quality. Optimum health provides us with the insight necessary to define our goals and the motivation required to achieve them. When we are truly well, we are able to adapt to change and stress without significant damage. Motivated people are happy, high-energy people. They know what they want and they are willing to pay the price. They understand who they are in relative terms and manifest the confidence and ambition that comes from knowing. Remember, personal power is the ability to take action, to set straight once and for all what it is you want to do. It's overcoming the hurdles and disregarding the doubts and fears, driving onward and upward against all odds. That's motivation. Here's an interesting piece of info I came across in Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise, Volume 32, Number 9, pages 1598 to 1600, year 2000. Data from cross-sectional and prospective studies indicate that the age-related decline in physical activity is steepest between the ages of 13 and 18. This decline is generally greater for male than female subjects, and the decline varies by type and intensity of physical activity. A review of animal studies documented the age-related decline in many species also. This suggests a biological basis to explain lack of motivation to exercise, and that a probable mechanism is the dopamine system that regulates motivation for locomotion. Dopamine release is highly sensitive to nutrition. The human mind may be likened to the last unexplored continent. Besides the computer-like functions of the cerebral cortex, The cells of the brain control emotion, imagination, and the creative juices of ideas and invention. Through meditation and relaxation, many athletes get in touch with their subconscious mind and use visualization techniques to enhance their performance. Creating the correct mindset necessary to remain properly motivated takes planning and mental insight. But if you don't work at it, it definitely will not happen by itself. We all should think in our minds about looking good and feeling stronger. Read exercise and nutrition magazines and watch less television. After you get through the initial stages of your first few workouts and the changes you need to make in your diet, training and nutrition will eventually become second nature. Physical fitness fits in with work, eating, and sleeping. The longer you train, the more you will benefit, and the more acceptable exercise and diet will become to you and to others. Remember, your state of mind is always up to you. You can't always control what happens around you, but you can control how you respond to every situation. You can alter your behavior by altering your mind. And what you feed your mind in terms of mental protein will determine the extent to which your mind can grow and develop. Working out is not just a way of life. It is life. Exercise and fitness go hand in hand with good nutrition and healthy living. Personally, I don't want to be sick, ever. I don't want to end up as a statistic in a hospital or a morgue. Every time I work out, I feel better physically, mentally, and spiritually. Good causes produce good effects. It's that simple. Sports and athletics provide discipline and can teach us about dedication and health. I look forward to working out in the gym or running in the park. I enjoy the camaraderie of team sports and love to hike through the forest or walk through parks. Fresh air is critical to wellness. Exercise and good eating habits have carried me through many stressful times. No matter how tough things were, I knew that I could go to the gym and release the pressure I was feeling inside instead of losing control and destroying myself with food, prescription drugs, alcohol, or whatever. Involvement in sport has introduced me to many positive people who have helped motivate and show me that just about anything is possible if you want it badly enough. Personally, my main source of motivation to exercise is that I simply love to work out. It feels great and helps keep my life in check. It adds to my self-confidence and purpose for living. The combination of flexibility, good cardio-respiratory function, and strong muscles provides me with a definite quality of living unattainable any other way. On average, I give about 2 hours a day, and in return, I receive 22 hours of pain-free, high-energy living. Now, that's a tremendous return on my investment of time. Part of our design and makeup is dependent on using our bodies creatively in a physical fashion, in balance, and with a sense of purpose. Therefore, one can reasonably assume that for total development of personality and self, exercise and an optimum natural diet must become a facet of our lifestyle. Embrace training as a gift and be thankful for the opportunity you have right now to make a difference. Nobody can do the work for you, and let me make something absolutely clear. Optimum health doesn't come easy. As a matter of fact, taking really good care of yourself, and I mean really good care, is the most difficult thing to do in the world. It's easier to get a PhD in physics at Harvard than to create a lean, incredibly healthy body at age 50. It's also easier to help other people and the world around you than to work on yourself. That's right. It's easier to cart the kids around and save the world than to do what's required to stay well and disease-free lifelong for yourself. So don't expect the process to be easy. Like Dr. Scott Peck says in his classic novel, The Road Less Traveled, life is difficult. But this I know for sure. Life is a hell of a lot more difficult if your body is plagued with preventable chronic disease. Lose your independence and you become a liability. Lose your health and you lose the greatest freedom in the world, freedom from pain, decay, and reliance on prescription drugs. There is nothing greater than true, lasting health. Be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. Talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet. Make all your friends feel there is something special in them. Look at the sunny side of everything. Think only of the best, work only for the best, and expect only the best. Be as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own. Forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future. Give everyone a smile. Spend so much time improving yourself that you have no time left to criticize others. Be too big for worry and too noble for anger. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote once again from yours truly. Motivation is a function of incentive born out of necessity and desire. It is fueled by enthusiasm, driven by passion, governed by positive emotion, compelled by logic, and sustained by clarity of vision.